Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Ksubas Daf Lamed Gimel. We are holding on the bottom of Daf Lamed Beis. Amed Beis, we are at My Taima, Rabbi Yochanan, My Taima, Lo Amar Ku'ula, the very last line on Daf Lamed Beis Amed Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Le'ili Nishmas, his mother, called Bas Simcha Shalom. It's also sponsored by Chani and J.J. Hornblass, in memory of J.J.'s father, Jerome Hornblass, Yaakov ben Moshe Zichron Levrach, whose yard site was last Friday, and in memory of Chani's father, Meir Penstein, Meir Yosef ben Avraham, whose yard site is on the 15th of Av, which is this Friday. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So today what we're going to discuss is why it is that Rabbi Yochanan, first we're going to talk about why it is that Rabbi Yochanan rejects Ula's opinion of Mishalim Ve'in Alok. I mean, if you recall, we're in the middle of the discussion, the middle of the sugya, of what if a person is chayiv, both Malkus and Mamon. So what do we normally assume? Do we normally assume you give a Malkus and not the Mamon, or you give a Mamon and not the Malkus? The premise has been that you can't get both, that it's always going to be one or the other. So the Gemara is going to talk about why Rabbi Yochanan rejects Ula's opinion, that where Ula said you pay the Mamon and not the Malkus, which he learned from a Gezeirah Shavah of Tachas Tachas. Then the Gemara is going to give another reason that Edim Zomin pay Mamon rather than get Malkus, and that is that we can't give them Hasra'ah. So the Gemara is going to talk about the possibilities of when we ever would be able to give Edim Hasra'ah. Then the Gemara is going to give another two possible reasons that a Chovel B'Chavero pays Mamon and doesn't get Malkus. Meaning there were these cases that that the Torah was pretty clear that there is a din of paying Mamon and not Malkus, so we're going to have to give explanations as to why. Why is it that Chovel B'Chavero, even though it's a Losa, say in the Torah, that they pay Mamon and are not Chayiv Malkus. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to give a third resolution to the initial Stira. Meaning this whole conversation started with the Stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Elu and Alokin in the third Perek of Makos. That in our Mishnah, we said that if a man is Boel, his all of this whole list of relatives, that he's going to pay knas to them. Whereas the Mishnah in Makos said, Eluhain Halokin, that you get Malkus for these. So we had so far two resolutions, Ula and Rabbi Yochanan. The third resolution is going to assume that maybe it's possible to get both. That maybe we're going to reject the whole premise we've been working with until now, that it's got to be one or the other, that maybe there could be both Mamon and Malkus for a particular Avera. So let's begin again at the very last line on Daf Lamed Beis and Beis. It says in the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that whenever there's a Chiv Mamon and a Chiv Malkus, you only get the Malkus and you don't have to pay. My time Elomer Ku'ula, why doesn't he say like Ula that you pay rather than get the Malkus? After all, Ula had a Gezeirah Shavah of Tachas Tachas from which he derived his din. So the Gemara says, no, the reason for Rabbi Yochanan not holding like Ula is Imkain Bitalta Ervas Achos Chalos Agala. Because if you say like Ula that you pay and you don't get the Malkus, so then it's going to turn out that the Lo Sase in the Torah is totally ignored. Pasuk says Ervas Achos Chalos Agala, which implies that there's a Chi of Malkus, and because the onus of any Lav is Malkus, and you're going to be ignoring the fact that it's a Lo Sase min HaTorah. Tosos explains in Dibra Maskil Imkain, in the bottom Tosos explains that by every Lav Shein Bomaisa or a Lav Hanitik Lase, we can't have a similar Taina. Meaning any Lav Shein Bomaisa, you don't get Malkus. Any Lav Hanitik Lase, you don't get Malkus. We don't say Bitalta. Now you've been mevatel the fact that it's a lo sase. No, because over there the lav itself is not subject to malchus. It's not a severe enough lav to get malchus for. As opposed to over here, it's a lav that theoretically should have gotten malchus. So an outside gzeirah shavah is not going to be mafkia the malchus from the from this lo sase. The Ritva, however, raises the question: what is Rabbi Yochanan helping? Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, that you get malchus and you're in a mishalim, he's just shifting the question. So instead of saying Bitalta Evros Choskel Lo Sagala, can't we turn around to Rabbi Yochanan and say, well, according to you, Bitalta V'Nosan Avian Ara Chamishim Kesef, the Torah says that you're supposed to pay. So aren't you being Mevatel the payment by saying that you're getting Malkus? So the Ritva says, no, we still find a din of V'Nosan Avian Ara if the girl is Achoso. Or it's a case where Lo Hisrubo. It's a case where it's not eligible for Malkus. As opposed to Ula, according to Ula, we never find Malkus on Choso Basula in the Torah. So Nahagos Mala Roim, he suggests a little differently. The fact that he's not Mishali Mamun is not considered a bittul of the Pasuk, because Mamun is Nitan the Mechila. So whenever there's a Chiv Mamun and it doesn't end up getting paid, that's not called a bittul of the Pasuk. But if there's a Chiv Malkus and it doesn't get paid, that's considered a bittul of the Pasuk. So again, the Gemara says, why does Rabbi Yochanan reject Ula's idea that we learn from Tachas Tachas that you're Meshalim Veinu Loka? Because you can't not get Malkus. There's a pasuk in the Torah that it's a lo sase, so you can't not get Malkus. So ask the Gemara and Rabbi Yochanan, well, according to that, why are you masking that Chovel B'Chavero doesn't get Malkus? Meaning, if you say you can't not get Malkus, it's a pasuk in the Torah. What about Chovel B'Chavero? The Torah says that you're Meshalim and you don't get Malkus. Chovel B'Chavero Nami, him came be Tatal Yosef Pen Yosef. By Chovel B'Chavero, by making him pay when someone wounds someone else, when someone injures somebody else, isn't that a bittul of a lo sase in the Torah of Lo Yosef Pen Yosef? So, and Edim Zomin Nami. And on top of that, Edim Zomin, why did they have to pay a nakat malchus? Imkei bitalto vayim binakos harasha. Isn't that a bittul of the pasuk in the Torah of vayim binakos harasha that tells me that Edim Zomin are chayiv malchus? So apparently Rabbi Yochanan wasn't bothered by these kashas. So the Ritva explains, because the lav of Chovel B'Chavero and Edim Zomin is not a lav mefurash b'kra, right? Meaning the lav of Chovel B'Chavero is lo Yosef pen Yosef. It's saying when you're giving malchus and Beis Din, don't give an extra hakaa. So that's not a mefurish alav in the Torah not to assault someone outside of Beis Din. You don't have an explicit pasuk in the Torah. Beis Din Zom also the lav is, I mean, from the pasuk of Anisharim Yishmu v'Yirov v'lo Yosifu Lasos Od, that everyone's going to learn a lesson when they see what happens to these people. So it's not really a lav that's mefurish in the Torah. It could just be that it's a din of hachraza that they have to announce it in Beis Din so that everyone can learn a lesson. But as opposed to the lav of Ervas Achos Kolos Galah, that's a lav mefurish in the Torah. So that Rabbi Yochanan is not willing to compromise. He's not willing to say that we could just ignore the fact that there's a mefurish alos asay in the Torah. So Ella, what you have to say, says the Gemara, is since there's a special riboy that these dinim have to pay, so Edim Zomin Efshali Kiyuma Beben Grusha Ben Chalutza, you have to say that the lav of Edim Zomin is not going to be batal. You could be Mekayim, the lav of Edim Zomin, if it's a situation of a Ben Grusha or Ben and Ben Chalutza, that you testify about someone that they're Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza and then turn out to be Zomin. So in that case, if the Edom are Kohanim, we don't do Kasha Zomam to them, because to say that they become Chalalim. So the Gemara learns in Maseches Makos why we don't do that, because you can't punish their children and make their children into halalim, so they get malchus. So you see that there is a case of Edim Zomin where you're always going to get malchus, and Chovel B'Chaveru Nami, and by Chovel B'Chaveru also there are cases where there won't be mamon and there will be malchus. If let's say you strike someone and it was the pachus misham pruta where the halacha is you get malchus and you don't pay, so says Gemara, but if that's the case, Achosinami Ikulikuma. So by Achosa also we could say that the Malkus of Ervas Achoscha is not totally batel. It could still apply in a case of Achosa Bageras where there's no Chi of Knas, and that's why you get Malkus. But in Achosa Nara you'll pay and you won't get Malkus because the Torah is Marba Tachas Tachas Ve'im Mishalim Ve'in Aloka. So therefore the Kasha comes right back on Rabbi Yochanan. Why don't you want to say like Ula? I mean, Rabbi Yochanan's whole reason not to say like Ula that we learn from Tachas Tachas, that you're Mishalim Ve'in Aloka, is that you're going to ruin a pasuk in the Torah. There's a pasuk in the Torah that says that you get malchus. So now the Gemara says, but wait, you're not ruining a pasuk in the Torah. There's still an application for that pasuk in the Torah, and that application is by Achos Bogeres. So Rabbi Yochanan's going to have to come up with a better answer. So Amalak Rabbi Yochanan, Hai Tachas Asherina Mibay Lechda Baye. I can't learn the Gezer Shava of Ulav Tachas Tachas because the pasuk of Tachas Asherina is already being employed to teach me a different din, the din of Abaye. Damar Abaye, because Abaye is going to teach us in about a week from now, when the Gemara asks that aside from the Chamishim Kesef, that the Torah requires a Ma'anes to pay, there's also a payment of Boshes and Pagam, there are other payments. So the Gemara says, how do you know? Maybe Chamishim Kesef is all-inclusive. Maybe it's like a package deal. You pay Chamishim Kesef, and now you don't have to worry about Boshes, Pagam, and all the other payments. It covers everything. So Amar Kratz, because the Pasuk says, Tachas Asherina. The Pasuk says, V'nosu Nisha Shochevim Alavi Anara Chamishim Kesef, V'losi Elisha Tachas Asher Ina, that he pays 50 kesef dafka because Ina, because he assaulted her. Sai Tachas Asher Ina Mechal Diga Boshes Begam. That implies that the Chamishim Kesef only addresses that. It only addresses the fact that he was Ma'anes her. But the Boshes Begam, that's a separate cheshbon. He's still going to have to pay that. So that's what I learned from that Tachas. So the Tachas is not free to teach me the Gzer Shava that Ula wanted to teach me, that Mamona Mishalim in Milka Lo Laki. V'Ula, where's Ula going to learn this din from, that the Boshes and Pagam are not all-inclusive in the Chamishim Kesef? Ula needs that tachas to teach me his gzeira shava. So nachbele midirava, he'll derive that din that aside from the chamishim kesef, you still have to pay boshas begam from what Rava taught. Damer Rava amu krav v'nasan isha shochevima la'avi anara chamishim kesef. So the phrase hashochevima seems extra in the pasuk. It could have just said v'nasan isha la'avi anara chamishim kesef. We already know who we're talking about. The pasuk was pretty explicit who we're talking about. So why does it have to say hashochevima hana'ashchiva chamishim mechal dika boshas begam? The implication is that it's hashochevima is chamishim kesef. That the chamishim kesef is just for the hana'as shchiva. But aside from the hana'as shchiva, there's also boshas begam. So that is the first topic of the daf. We wanted to know why Rabbi Yochanan rejects Ula's gzeira shava of tachas. And at the end of the day, the reason is because he already uses tachas to teach me a different din, that there's boshas begam on a separate cheshbin than the chamishim kesef. And Ula derives that different din from a different pasuk. So now the Gemara goes to a new topic that we had said in yesterday's daf, which we learned on Shabbos afternoon, that the reason that Edom Zomim are Mishalim Ve'nam Lokim, the reason that Edom Zomim pay and do not get Malkus, according to the Rabbanan, is because there is a Beferish Apostle that Edom Zomim pay. So now says Gemara, maybe there's another reason that Edom Zomim pay and don't get Malkus. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Edom Zomim Mamona Mishalim Milka Lo Laki, Mishum Delav Bnei Asra Aninu. It's a technicality. Edom Zomim have to pay and don't get Malkus, not because of any Beferish Apostle. It's just in order to get Malkus, you need to give Hasra'ah. How on earth are you going to give Edom Zomim Hasra'ah? So I'm a Rava. So Rava says, Teda, I'll prove it to you that it's impossible to give Edom Zomim Hasra'ah. Because Nisribu Emas, when would you suggest, when would you propose that we give Edom Zomim Hasra'ah? Nisribu Meikara, should we give them Hasra'ah like way in advance, a day before the Eidos? So Amri Yishtalian, they could say at the time of the Eidos, whoops, we forgot. We forgot that you're not allowed to do this, and that there's a chiv malchus for doing this. Hasra always has to be betoke de dibur, always has to be on the spot. You can't give hasra in a day in advance. They'll always be able to say that they forgot. Ksos discusses in Simul Chavches. He says, how likely is that? I mean, you give them hasra 20 minutes in advance. They could really say that they forgot. I mean, come on, how likely is that? So he says that there's a din by hasra that it has to be a havchana berura in shogig l'mezid, that you need absolute clarity that the person is doing it b'mezid, that the Torah requires that you have to be 100% that at the time of the Avera, it's right there at the forefront of his mind, and that's why even a chaver is tzarech hasra, even though you know that he knows the chomer iser, but if you don't warn him, he's still not going to get punished, and that's why the hasra has to be tol kedei dibor to the maisa Avera, because if the hasra was more than kedei dibor before the maisa Avera, it's not a havchana berura between shogig and mezid. You're not able to say with absolute certainty that it's been mazed. And even though we have a chazaka that in such a short time people are not going to forget, but since la'achar k'day dibor, the hasra is over, we can no longer punish him. And he said that's how he explains the din that we have in our sugya, that Edom Zomim don't require hasra. We're going to see that Edom Zomim in general are just not going to require hasra. So l'chara, that's difficult. How can we punish them with kasha zaman? They could always taina that they were shogig and they didn't know the issue, and you never warn them. So it has to be that Meikar Adin, really, logically, they can't have such a taina, because logically it doesn't make sense to say, oh, I had no idea. Yes, you did. You knew. Was that, you thought you were doing a mitzvah when you were lying in court? And of course you knew exactly what was going on. It's just, it's a technicality in the Din Hasra'a, that the Din Hasra'a is mechadesh to us, that we need avchana berura. But if ever you have a case in the Torah where there's no outside requirement of Hasra, Svara will not require Hasra. Svara, we would say, of course the guy knows what he's doing. Hasra has to be Exeris HaKasav. It has to be that the Torah is requiring Hasra in this circumstance. So if we could prove that Edom Zomim don't require Hasra, so then Misvara, we could let it go without Hasra. We could punish them without Hasra. So anyway, so the Gemara says you can't warn them too far in advance because they could just say, we forgot it. Nisru B'Shas Maisa, what are you going to do? You're going to warn them at the time that they're about to be made? Perishu V'la Masadi. That will be extremely discouraging to them, and they just won't say any edus because it will be, they'll say, Mali Lutzarazos, what do I need to be made for? The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chavtes, tells us that they used to be one of the practices is Ma'aimim ala Edim. They would frighten the Edim, and they would tell them how serious a thing it is to say edus. So the Ritva raises the question, how come we're not worried over there that they're going to say Mali Lutzarazos and that you're going to scare them off from being made? So the Ritva explains, because over there what we're telling them is that Sahadi Shakri Ugrai Uzili, that you think the people who hired you are going to lie for them are going to be so happy with you, and they're going to respect you, and they're going to like you. Everyone looks down at a low life. Everyone, meaning if you're the guy who hired you is not going to respect you either. He's also going to think that you're a nobody. So the Ede Sheker are Mavuza for everybody, as opposed to over here where you're warn them that if they become Edom Zomim, they're going to get killed. So then maybe they won't be made. That's a little bit more frightening to them, that they're not going to be made. The Rishonim also asked the question that even if you're not Choshesh, that if there was no Choshesh, that maybe they won't be made. There's no value in the Hasra, because the whole Hasra L'chor is Hasra Safek, because we don't know if they're going to violate the Avera or not. We don't know that they're telling something that's not true. I mean, normally Hasra is, if you do this, you can get that punishment. But if I'm not sure that even if you do this, you might not get that punishment, that's what we call Asra Safek. Over here, I don't know if they're telling the truth or not, so why isn't the whole thing called Asra Safek? So the Rishonim explain, Tosos and the Ritva explains, that Asra Safek is only when the person doing the Avera doesn't know that he's gonna be deserving of that punishment. It's not about the Edom knowing, the people issuing the Asra. They may not know whether he's telling the truth. He knows whether he's telling the truth. So he knows that if he does this, he's deserving of that punishment. And therefore, it's not considered Asra Safek. But anyway, back in the Gemara. So the Gemara is saying, I'll prove to you that there's no Asra Be'edim Zomim, because you can't give them Asra too far in advance, because it would need to be B'tol K'dei Dibur, otherwise they could claim they forgot it. You can't give the Asra right then B'tol K'dei Dibur the Shas Maisa, because then no one's ever going to be made. Nisri B'lub Sof, why, you want to give the Asra afterwards? Ma'ida Hava, that's too late. The Edus is already over. So Maskefla Abayi B'Nisri B'lub B'tol K'dei Dibur, why can't you give the Asra immediately after the Edus of the second aid B'tol K'dei Dibur? And then they could, because B'tol K'dei Dibur, they could still be chozer, may edusam. They could still back out of the edus. So the Tosos and Tosar Rosh and the Ritva and all the Rashba, all the Rishonim raised the question, what do you mean? How could you ever get it within Tol K'dei Dibur? The Asra itself takes longer than Tol K'dei Dibur. Plus, the first aid spoke before the second aid. So hasn't there already been more than a Tol K'dei Dibur? Tol K'dei Dibur is a couple of seconds. Shalom Alecha, Rabbi Mari. How long is Tol K'dei Dibur? So it's already past the Tol K'dei Dibur. So that's what Tosla says. Now, as long as it's a Sukin Ba'oso Inyan, we don't start the clock on Tol K'dei Dibur. As long as we're still involved in that matter, so then we don't start the clock on the Tol K'dei Dibur. So therefore, it's still considered to be the Tol K'dei Dibur. That's how Tosos writes. The Rashba says that it's Dafka in our Sugya, since we're not going to give Malkus without Asra, it turns out that the Asra is the Sorech HaEdus, and therefore it's all considered Tol K'dei Dibur. So there's a discussion in Achronim. There's a Chuvas Chacham Tzvi, where he was asked about a guy gave a ring to a woman, and he said, Harei At Ishti, he said some Lashon of Kiddushin, or the Atahei Ishti, Tihi Ishti, with this ring, and a person who was standing there whispers to the woman, what on earth are you doing? And she's like, what? Oh, and she threw the ring away. But it was already after K'dei Dibur. So can you, do you say that at that point she rejects the Kiddushin? So the Chacham Tzvi and the other Achronim discuss, maybe we're not limited by Tol K'dei Dibur when it's a Sukkin Boso Inyan, when you're still involved and they're still right there under the Chuppah and everything, so everything is still going on. So maybe you would not have the limitation of Tol K'dei Dibur. So predictably, half the Achronim are Machmir, half are Mekel, they come up. Someone told me just recently that's why I know we're always makbid that we tell the kala to stick out her index finger, and they put the ring on the index finger. Now the chasam puts the ring on the index finger. Now the kala is not going to wear it on the index finger. She typically wears it on the ring finger. So we always tell her afterwards. After, you know, you could switch it onto the regular finger. But why do we put it on the index finger to begin with? So someone told me that the reason we do that is because it's easier to just flick right off if she's not interested. So you could undo the kiddushin to talk a day deeper. So you put it on the index finger, just throw it right off. Okay, maybe that's the case. So the Gemara says, another kasha on Rava. So kasha number one on Rava is, there is a time to do Asra. You could do Asra, B'tol K'dei Dibur, after the Eidos. Second kasha on Rava, Maskev Rach B'Rei D'Ravika, V'Nisri B'Mei Kara, V'Nirmuz B'Hu Remuzei. You could just give them the Asra in advance. Ah, you're telling me it's too far in advance, they're going to forget. As they're about to say Eidos, just do a quick Kritza Seinayim. You know, give them a wink and, you know, remind them of the Hasra'ah. and that will be enough. And it's not enough to frighten them in the last moment, because you're not like saying it out to them, but it's enough to remind them that they're not going to be able to say that they forgot. So since Rava's statement that Edom Zomim don't require Hasra is based on the fact that it's impossible to give Hasra, so when Abaye disagreed with Rava, he gives the impression that there is a possibility of giving Edom Hasra, Edom Zomim Hasra, and therefore Edom Zomim do require Hasra. But says Gemara, that's not true either. Even Abaye doesn't think Edom Zomim do require Hasra. Hadram Abaye, lav nilsi d'amri. That which I said that Edom Zomim require Hasra, not true. It's just I don't agree with Rava's reason for them not requiring Hasra. Rava said they don't require Hasra because it's just practically impossible. I could tell you it is possible. You could do it b'tok de dibor after the edus. You could do it with kritza senayim. You know, in the last moment, if you gave the asra too far in advance, lav milsi da'amri, because he's salkadayt of edim zomim tzrichan asra. Because if you're going to say that edim zomim do require asra, kilom asrinabuhu lo katlinabuhu, that would mean that if you don't give them asra, you would never be able to kill them, and that can't be because mi kamidi dinu bo katub lo asra the inu bo asra. What the din of edim zomim is very basic. It's kasher zom. It's what they tried to do to the other guy. They were trying to get the other guy killed without the benefit of Hasra. The other guy didn't get any warning. They just said, these two guys come into base and then lie about him. So he didn't get any warning for that. It wouldn't be a kasher zamam if we would give them the courtesy of a hasra'a before the edus. So rabin and vasiz lo kasher zamam las lachav leka. That would be a chisar and a kasher zamam. So it's gzeres hakasuv, says Abaye, that edim zomim don't get hasra'a. So I asked the Gemara Abaye, Mastavar of some Reid Rav Yirmiya Ela Me'ata, according to Abaye, that the reason edim zomim don't need hasra'a is because you're not going to be able to fulfill kasher zamam. So ben grusha ben chalutza, if they say about a kohen that he's a ben grusha ben Chalutza, where you can't do kasher zamam anyway, delomi kasher zamam kamis rabbi, their punishment is not from kasher zamam. We give them malchus, but not from kasher zamam, because you're not doing kasher zamam. So libay hasra. Meaning, if the whole reason edim zamam don't get hasra is only because of a chisar in kasher zamam, those edim zamam that get punished without kasher zamam, like being made that someone's been grushim and chalutza, where they're going to get malchus, where they're not getting kasher zamam, they should require hasra. So he answers no, because I'm a that it's got to be the same rules for all Edom Zomim. And if most Edom Zomim cannot get Hasra because it would not be a fulfillment of Kasher Zamam, then all Edom Zomim did not get Hasra. So that is issue number two on the daf. We had another reason that Edom Zomim pay Mammon rather than get Malkus. Rav had suggested it's because you can't give them Hasra, so how could you possibly give them Malkus? And then we said Abaye, who disagrees with that, says also agrees that they don't need Hasra, but not because of the impracticality of giving them Hasra. It's just that they don't need Hasra because it wouldn't be Kasher Zamam. It wouldn't be fulfillment of Kasher Zamam. Now, next topic on the daf is that we had also learned in yesterday's daf that the reason of Chavul B'Chavero, when someone assaults another person, that he pays money and he doesn't get Malkus, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is because Beferush Rips the Torah, Chavul B'Chavero Tashlum. There's a pasuk in the Torah that a Chavul B'Chavero pays. So now the Gemara says, I'll give you another reason why a Chavul B'Chavero pays and doesn't get Malkus. Rav Shishi ben Davidi Amar, Chavul B'Chavero Nami, Manu Mishali Milka Lolaki, Mehacha, that the reason Chavul B'Chavero pays and doesn't get Malkus is derived from the Pasuk. Pasuk says, V'chi Yinatu Anashu Menakvu Isha Hara, V'yatsu Yiladeha, that if two men are fighting and they strike a pregnant woman and she loses the baby, V'amir Ablazer B'mitzos Shebemisa Kasa Medaber, B'matzos Shebemisa Kasa Medaber, we're talking about a fight that was going to come to death blows, that they were fighting such a strong fight that they could have killed each other, that one was trying to kill the other one. Because the pasuk says, "V'mason yeah," pasuk says that if the woman dies, "V'masata nefesh tachas nefesh," then we kill the fellow who hit the woman, even though he wasn't trying to kill the woman, he was trying to kill the other guy that he was fighting with. But the Torah is telling us that if someone is miskavin larugazeh v'haragazeh, Chayiv Misa, that if you tried to kill Reuven and you killed Shimon, or in this case you tried to kill Reuven and you killed Rivka, so you're going to be Chayiv Misa for such a thing. Say Chidami, well, what exactly is the case? Idolo Asrubei, if they didn't give him any Asra'a that he's going to be Chayiv Misa on my Miktil, then there's no way we could kill him, right? We could only kill someone, we could only be Chayiv Misa if there was a Hasra'a for Misa. El Pshit Dasrubei, so the case must have been that before Reuven and Shimon got into this terrible fight that cost Rivka her life, they told Reuven and
and Shimon, if you kill each other, if one of you kills the other, you're going to be chayiv misa. So they gave such asra. And we're assuming, musul davar chamra, musul davar kal, this is an assumption the Gemara makes, we're going to assume that anytime someone receives asra for misa, that's a valid hasra to get malchus through that hasra as well. Because if they give him asra, that if you kill, you're going to get killed, which is something that's more chamor. Included in that is that if you don't kill, you're going to get malchus, which is the onesh hakal. That's Amar Achmana. And nevertheless, the Torah says, v'lo yason anoshi anesh, that if there's not going to be a chiyuv misa, if you don't kill the woman, so then you're going to be yeyanesh. Yeyanesh means you're going to pay money. So you see that even though you're chovel b'chavero, where there was this hasra'a that could have been mechayiv you malchus, because it must be that we're talking about that there was hasra'a for misa, otherwise the pasuk never would have spoken about the possibility of giving a misa. So there was hasra'a that should have been mechayiv you malchus, and still the Torah says, the pasuk says, that you only have to pay money, that you don't get malchus. And that's an additional source for the idea that by chovel b'chaveru, you pay money and you don't get malchus. So chovel b'chaveru, even when you give him asra for malchus, he's mishalem ve'en aloka. Tosas raises the question that even if you gave him asra, why would he be mishalem mamon? Since he's coming to kill the other guy, l'chora, you can kill him as a rodev. So shouldn't we say that he's mischayev benafsho at the very moment that he's striking the other person? So because he's trying, I mean, it's b'matzas shebemisa kosmedav. He's trying to kill the other person. So shouldn't, isn't that a case of nitan atzilu benafsho where we would apply kamle b'zraminei? So Tosus suggests based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Dalid that whenever you yachal atzilu be'echem me'evarav, we don't say such a thing. Meaning, whenever you can stop the rodef by not killing him, you could stop the rodef in other ways by tripping him or by doing something else to stop him, then there's still going to be a chiyuv mamon. So that must be the ukimta over here. So now the Gemara brings a kasha on Rav Shisha. Maskar Ravashi mimaid musul davar chamar musul davar kal. I reject your premise. The whole premise of this limud is that whenever there's a hasra for a more severe punishment, it automatically is inclusive of hasra for a less severe punishment. How do I know that's true? Dimla lo havi. Maybe there's no such rule. And I'll tell you what. Vimtim salomar havi. And even if you say there is such a rule, how are you so sure that Misa is more chamor than Malchus? Mimai, the Misa chamura, Dilma Malchus chamur. How do you know Misa is more chamor? Maybe Malchus is more chamor than Misa. And I'll prove it to you. Tamar Rav, because Rav once commented, Ilmali Nagdua, Lechanani Mishova Azaria, Palchul Tzalma, that if they would have just given enough Yisurim and physical suffering and pain to Chanani Mishova Azaria, then if that's what Nebuchadnezzar would have done to them, then maybe they would have bowed to the Tzalem that Nebuchadnezzar made, right? In Sefer Daniel, the story is brought that Nebuchadnezzar made a Tzalem in Bikas Beis Dura, and he said, anyone who's not Mishtachva to the Tzalem is gonna be thrown into to Kifshana Esh. And Chanan Mishal Azari said, we'd sooner be thrown into the Kifshana Esh, we're not going to be Mishtachaveh. So Nebuchadnezzar threw them into the Kifshana Esh, and there was a Nes Gadol that they were saved, that they were. But maybe if Nebuchadnezzar would have said, anyone who's not Mishtachaveh to tell them, I'm just going to be Miyasser, I'm going to punish, and I'm going to torture, and I'm going to waterboarding, and all the, you know, whatever modes of torture that they have. So maybe they would have said, okay, so we'll be Mishtachaveh. So how could Rav say such a thing? Apparently, suffering, physical pain and suffering, is worse than death, right? We just spoke about yesterday the people during the Holocaust. Kleisenberg Rebbe saying that he was hoping to die every single night during the Holocaust. He would daven to Hashem that he would die every single night, because it's worse than the suffering is worse than dying sometimes. So maybe Malchus is worse than dying. No, if the threat would have been to have endless torture, that might be worse than dying. That's what Rav was talking about. Malchus has a limit. It's 39 Malchus and Lo Yosef Pen Yosef. You're not allowed to add anymore. So you know what the end is. You can brace yourself for the amount of pain that you have to endure until it's over. That's not worse than that's not worse than death. That death is for sure worse. The Rishonim raised the question that what's the Havamina? The Havamina is that Malchus is a more severe punishment than Misa. How about you put together a list? Put together a list of the Yisurim in the Torah that you get Malchus. Malkus for, and the Yisurim in the Torah they get Misa for, and see what the impression you get is. Which list is more severe Yisurim? So clearly Misa is more severe than Malkus. So what's the Havamin over here? So that's what the Ritva and other Rishonim write, that Midine Torah clearly Misa is more chamer than Malkus. We see that it's more severe Averos that you get Malkus for. Over here the issue is psychologically in a person's mind. What is a person more willing to endure? And that's what we're saying, that you know, maybe a person is more willing to endure Misa than to endure Malkus. But from a Torah, from an MS perspective, from a Torah perspective, what actually is worse? Misa is certainly a worse fate than Malkus, and there's no Hava Amina to the contrary. But nevertheless, this idea that if there would be this endless torture, that a person would prefer Misa to the torture, and that that's maybe a fair thing for a person to prefer, is very important in halacha. This line is extremely important in halacha, especially with modern medicine and painkillers and morphine and things like that, where you know it's always you have to get it just right, and sometimes you err on one side a little bit more, and it could be makariv misasim of a person, but you'll take away sometimes an excruciating pain. So Shlomo Zalman says that yeah, we paskin this halacha that if a person doesn't want to live in such excruciating pain, you're allowed to give morphine, not to kill the person, not to try to kill it, but to try to relieve their pain, even though you know that there will be that there is some danger in that. You know, it is a poison, it is something that could kill a person. There is some danger in that, but the pain is more is worse for them. And he says, furthermore, we find many places in Shas about a lot of things that are mamish karav l'sakana, but since that's the way the world operates, shomer psayim Hashem. And he says maybe a morphine drip also fits that category. If that's the standard practice in medicine, in treating a patient, and being kind to a patient, and maybe we could apply the din of shomer psayim Hashem over there as well. Of course, you have to be tricky, because sometimes the standard practice in medicine just doesn't value you know, moments of life as much. So we have to make sure we're doing everything al pi hashkafas haTorah. The poskim also discuss, should a woman ask for an epidural when she's having a baby? Because after all, if you know, you have someone who doesn't know exactly what they're doing, or you know, one in every however many thousand they accidentally hit something that will cause a paralysis or something like that, so maybe you have to suffer through the pain. So the post will say no, pain is sometimes worse than death, so certainly for that kind of suffering. So that's what the post can write from Nasha Klein and I think from Vosner and others, write that it's permissible. It's also permissible not to take it if she wants to be a hero, so she's allowed to be a hero also, right? That's also within her rights. Okay, so now the Gemara challenges Rav Shisha again. Maskrav Yaakov Nar Pakod, Ha Nicha, Rav Shisha makes sense, L'Rabbanon Da'amri Nefesh Mamish, who say that when the Pasuk, you know, his whole limud was from the Pasuk, right? That there was a Pasuk of two guys fighting and they accidentally hit the woman, so we know B'matzus Shebemisa Kosem Medaber, so there must have been Hasra'a for Misa, which means automatically that there was Hasra'a for Malkus, and still you pay and you don't get the Malkus. So we challenged him on the first part, that how do you even know that Musul Davar Chama and Musul Davar Kav? You don't know that there was Hasra for Malkus, because maybe that rule doesn't exist. So we challenge further, Hanich Leban Dami Nefesh Mamish, the whole limud hinges on the idea that Nefesh Tachas Nefesh means that there's a Chi of Misa over here, and therefore there's an assumption that there was Hasra for Misa. So that works if you assume that that's what we're talking about. The Rebbe Damar Mamun, but according to Rebbe, who says that when the Pasuk says Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, it just means that if you try to kill someone and you kill the other person, you're not chayv misa, you have to pay mamon, so then there is no hasra over here, and there was no chance at malchus over here, then ma'ik lemeimer. Then what's your source that a chavul b'chaver who pays money and doesn't get malchus? The whole basis of this as a source, that you pay money and don't get malchus, is the idea that there was Hasra'a for Malkus, but because there was Hasra'a for Misa. But if there was no Misa, then there's no Hasra'a for Misa Mela, there's no Hasra'a for Malkus. So says Gemara, another makar for the idea that Chavu B'Chaver is Mishalim Ben Aloka. Elam Rav Yaakov Minar Pekod Mishmei Derava Mehacha. It's from the following Pasuk. Pasuk says, two people are fighting and one hits the other one with an Evan or Be'egrov, V'lo Yamus V'Nof Al Mishkav, and the guy doesn't die, he just goes, he puts him in the hospital. So Im Yakum V'Yishalich Bachutz Al Mishanto, that if the person gets up and he's able to walk out, then the person who did the striking, who did the hitting, is no longer going to be chayiv misa, because we see that the person recovered. Would there be a havamina that one guy is going to, that the victim is going to be walking in the market and the other guy is going to be killed? Obviously not. So what this pasuk teaches us is that we lock him up in the meantime and we wait to see what happens with the guy in the ICU. If his victim who who we assaulted dies, then we're going to kill this person who's in jail right now. V'ilomis, and if this victim does not die, shifto yitain, rapa yirapay, then you pay money. Well, hechidami, what would be the case where everything is hanging in the balance to see how the patient does, and then if the patient dies, you're going to kill him? Idlo asrbe, if you never gave the criminal hasra'a on my miktil, then you would never be able to kill him. El pshita da asrbe, it must be that you did give him hasra'a. Well, musul davar kal, and if you gave him hasra'a for misa, then included in that is hasra'a for malchus, and we say that if he recovers, you pay money and you don't get malchus. So that's the source for mamon and not malchus. It's that pasuk that tells me that we lock up the criminal to see what his fate is going to be, depending on whether the patient recovers. So mask Ravashi. Ravashi challenges me mai demusul davar chomer of musul davar kal dilma lo havi. First of all, I reject the premise. Maybe musul davar chomer is not musul davar kal, like we said before. Vimtim tilomar havi. And even if you want to say musul davar chomer is musul davar kal, again the same question we asked before. How do you know that misa is more chomer than malchus? Me mai demisa chomer dilma malchus chomer. Damer rav malin nagdul chanan mishal v'azaya palchut salma. After all, chanan mishal v'azaya might have been willing to be mishtachave. It's a question in the Rishonim. How could you say that about them? These were tzaddikim. They would have been willing to be mishtachave. So some Rishonim take it literally and say that it wasn't really an avodah zara; it was something else. Other Rishonim say it was an avodah zara; it was just a melitza. It's just saying that it would have been harder for them; would have been a bigger nisayon for them. No, the Chanan Mishal v'Azaria would have been a hakash ein lo kitzba. That's worse than misa. But malchus is not worse than misa. Maskev Rav Mari, mimai b'mezid, to b'mezid. How do I know that pasuk of v'hikesh esrei was talking about where he hit him b'mezid, and v'nika means miktala, that he's gonna, that if the guy recovers, then don't worry, you're not gonna be chayv misa. Dilma b'shogeg v'nika mikolus. Maybe the whole case was a shogeg and there was no hasra'a, and v'nika just means that he's not going to be chayav galus. So kasha. So therefore, that is not a valid source for the idea that mamona mishalim milka lo laki when it comes to chavul b'chavero. So the Gemara suggested two additional sources that when it comes to chavul b'chavero that you pay money and you don't get malchus, and the Gemara rejects the second of the additional sources. So now the Gemara moves on to another topic. Up until now, we've been trying to be miyashev a mishnah malchus says, that for sleeping with all these people you get malchus, and our Mishnah says you pay a knas for sleeping with all these people. So we said, oh, normally you're mishalim vein aloka, or normally you're loka vein mishalim. Says Gemara, no, Reish Lakish Amar Hamani, a third possibility. Rameiri, Damar loka, umishalim. Maybe we're assuming like Rameiri that maybe you can get both malchus and mamon. So says Gemara, Ira Meir, if we're assuming like Rameiri, afilu bitonami, then even someone who's boel his own daughter, who's chayv misa, should also have to be mishalim. I mean, if you hold loka mishalim, his stomach you hold, that you get misa and have to pay also. The chitamer Rameir loka mishalim misle mesa mishalim lesle. Maybe you're going to argue and you're going to say, no, Rameir never went that far. He only said that you get malchus and mamon, not that you get misa and mamon. But velo, is that impossible to say that there's misa and mamon? Vatanya, the Brisa tells us, gan v'tavach b'Shabbos. If a person steals a shor or a sed, slaughters it on Shabbos, v'gan v'tavach avodas chavim, or he's slaughters it avodas zara. So there's a chiv dalid v'hei of mamon, and there's a chiv misa of either chil Shabbos or avodas zara, or v'gan of shor niskal t'vacho, he steals a shor niskal and shechts it. Misham t'shum yarba v'chamesha divrei meira. Meira holds, you pay dalid v'hei. V'cham put, and v'cham say you don't. But over there, it's misa. Of Zara, it's Shabbos, it's Chiv Misa, and Rameh is saying, yeah, you do both, you get Misa, and you're going to have to pay. So Rameir might hold loka mishalim as well as misa mishalim, in which case we're bothered. Why didn't Rameir say that even when you're boel bito that you have to pay? Because Rameir, after all, says that you could be chayiv both. So answer Gemara, Ha'in mar alam, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lam, Rabbi Yirmiyam, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Yav, Rabbi Lav, V'kol Chavurasa, Mishmed Rabbi Yochanan Amri, B'toveach Halidei Acher. That the case over there is that you didn't do the shechita yourself. You sent a shliach to do it. So you're going to be chayiv because yesh liach l'dvar aveira and dal v'hei, but the other guy is going to be chayiv the misa. So Rameir does not hold misa and mishalman. He does not hold that you chayiv misa and mamon, only malchus and mamon. And that's why when bol bito there is no knas, only by those people where it would be a chayiv malchus. V'chizech chotev zemes chayiv. So it says, well, but why? Why if I sent a shliach to do the shchita, should I be chayiv the dal v'hei? What I'm saying, shliach l'dvar aveira. So amarava amarachman. Utvacho o mecharo. That's a xeris akasav, because the pasuk says utvacho o mecharo. It compares Tavicha to mechira, ma mechira al yedei acher. Just like by definition, whenever you sell, there's another party involved. Af tavicha al yedei acher. So too, a shchita for which you're chayav dal vehei could even involve another party. Because there is a kasuv that yesh liach l'dvar aveira by tavicha mechira, and therefore you're going to be chayav dal vehei. To be Rabbi Shmuel, Tana l'rabul says, oh, l'rabul says shliach. There's another reason why we say yesh liach l'dvar aveira over there from the word extra word oh. To be chizkia Tana tachas l'rabul says shliach. So that tachas comes to include the shliach. Wait a second. That means that if the guy himself were to shecht it on Shabbos, he'd be put from the dalvei because of kamle bidrab minei. But he sends a shliach to do it. Now he's chayiv in the dalvei. So says Gemara, yeah, because you love mishum to lomachayiv, love mishum to kamle bidrab minei. The reason that if he were to do it on Shabbos, he wouldn't have to pay the dalvei is not because he's not chayiv, but rather it's because of. Okay, we'll stop there and Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up at the bottom tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day.